Hey, VoiceTubers, guess what we're going to talk about today? Ocean currents. Yeah, we're going to talk about ocean currents. Why? Well, ocean currents have a direct influence on our lives. They determine our climate, so they can even influence what clothes you wear every day. Yeah, the ocean currents and wind systems transport heat from the equator to the poles and operate like a large-scale circulation system, kind of like our circulation system. Without them, certain places would have very long winters. So, do ocean currents have any other functions? I guess we'll go over that during break time. So let's move on to our sentence of the day. Ocean currents are driven by a range of sources: the wind, tides, changes in water density, in the rotation of the earth.
海流因受不同的来源而被驱动，风力、潮汐、水密度变化及地球自转都会影响它。
So let's say this sentence again. Ocean currents are driven by a range of sources. The wind, tides, changes in water density, and the rotation of the earth. Faster.Ocean currents are driven by a range of sources, the wind, tides, changes in water density, and the rotation of the earth. Okay, you know this game. What are the possible thought groups? 就是自主的部分。Ocean currents, 1, are driven by a range of sources, 2, the wind, 3, tides, 4, changes in water density, 5, and the rotation of the earth, 6,So many pauses. Of course, you don't need to pause for a very long time after the wind, tides, changes in water density. You just need to have a slight pause for the listeners to understand that you're giving them a list. Okay, how about intonation? 语调的部分。Ocean currents, fall rise, are driven by a range of sources, fall. The wind, rise, tides, rise,Changes in water density rise in the rotation of the earth, fall. What about sentence stress? 句子的重音。You could say, ocean currents are driven by a range of sources, the wind, tides, changes in water density, and the rotation of the earth. So lots of stressed words here since the sentence contains so much information.Okay, it's time for grammar. 文法时间到了。Today's sentence pattern is the passive voice. So, listen to this sentence again. Ocean currents are driven by a range of sources. The wind, tides, changes in water density, and the rotation of the earth are driven by. Why do we use the passive voice here? 为什么我们要用被动语态啊？If you use a grammar correction site like Grammarly, it usually asks you to rewrite passive sentences into active ones.
假如你用那种文法批改软体啊，它通常会请你把被动的句子写成主动的。但是这边好像用被动比较恰当诶，为什么？
So you could say, the wind, tides, changes in water density, and the rotation of the earth are factors that drive or that affect ocean currents.
所以这边就是变主动的嘛。
But why don't we do this? Why do we use passive?
Well, when we're writing or speaking, we also have to consider coherence and cohesion. 就是我们在口说跟写作当中，我们也必须要考量连贯性的。
So the previous sentence talks about ocean currents, and the speaker uses ocean currents in this sentence to connect the two sentences together, to put emphasis onOcean currents. You might think this is a bit repetitive, but you should remember speech is different from writing. It's very possible that listeners did not hear your points clearly, or maybe they have forgotten your main points. So the speaker needs to keep their focus on ocean currents in this case. And he or she does so by mentioning again and again. Of course, we don't want to overdo this,But here, it makes the speaker's discussion on ocean currents easier to understand.
所以我的意思就是，在上个句子他提到 ocean current, 然后下个句子他也用 ocean currents 去做一个连贯。所以 ocean currents 在这边的话它是重点。
那重点的话，它那个字开始句子的时候，它有时候需要用被动语态嘛，因为这边 ocean current 是被影响的，所以有时候用被动语态，它只是为了连贯性，而不是我们把每一个被动句子都写成主动句子，因为你这样做有时候你会丧失这两个句子的 cohesion， 就是你让句子跟句子跟让字跟字也没有办法密切的连在一起。 So I guess I want you to remember that sometimes when you see passive sentences, they're done for a reason. You shouldn't always change the passive voice into active voice. You should know why writers or why speakers use the passive voice sometimes. 这边并不是要教同学就是你应该常用被动的句子，而是你应该要了解为什么有一些作者跟讲者他会用被动语态。 So you shouldn't just blindly follow any rule without really understanding it. 意思就是你需要去理解这些规则，而不是盲目的去使用它们。 Okay, so let's take a break. So why are ocean currents important? They directly determine our weather and much more. Well, in the oceans, there are numerous very important currents. For example, the Gulf Stream is very important for European climate.就是墨西哥湾暖流其实对欧洲的气候是非常重要的。The Gulf Stream is a warm and swift Atlantic Ocean current that comes from the Gulf of Mexico and follows the eastern coastlines of the United States before crossing the Atlantic Ocean. The Gulf Stream's length of 10,000 kilometers makes it one of the largest and also fastest currents on Earth.So every second, it brings up to 100,000 cubic meters of water from the Gulf of Mexico to Europe. It brings warm water and warm air to northern areas. 所以基本上这个暖流会把暖和的水流跟暖和的气候带到北部的地方。In addition to making the weather warm for northern areas, countless species of animals also use the Gulf Stream to travel. Yes, like that Disney movie, Finding Nemo. 就是除了让气候变得比较暖和以外，很多动物也会用这个 Gulf Stream 去移动和迁移到其他的地区。是的，就像迪士尼那部电影 Finding Nemo.So as you can see, ocean currents, and specifically the Gulf Stream, are very important because without them, we would have long cold winters in many places. We would also have less biodiversity, and no Disney movies about Nemo would be created, and that would be a tragedy. Okay, let's go back to vocabulary learning and go over some new words.The word of the day is current. Current is a noun. It means a movement of water, air, or electricity in a particular direction. 就是水流、气流或者电流。So you could say to swim against the current or with the current. 就是逆流或者顺流。Against the current or with the current.An example sentence would be, he was swept out to the sea by the strong current. 他被急流冲到海里。天哪，又是一个悲伤句子，一定是 Cambridge 写的。我查一下，果然是。Okay, another sentence. Switch off the electric current before changing the light bulb. 就是换灯泡之前先把电源切断。That's a very good piece of advice. The next word is hemisphere.Hemisphere is a noun. It's one of two halves of the Earth, especially above or below the equator. 这是地球的半球。Could say the northern or the southern hemisphere, 就是北南半球嘛。An example sentence would be, in the northern hemisphere, December is a winter month. 在北半球12月是冬季。The next word is circulation. Circulation is a noun.It's the movement of liquid air in a system. Or it can mean the movement of blood around your body. 它的意思是循环、环流或者运行。An example sentence would be, we observed the circulation of blood in frogs. 我们观察了青蛙的血液循环。The next word is loop. Loop is a noun. It means a shape like a curve or circle made by a line curving right round and crossing itself.
什么意思啊？就是圆圈或者环形。
You can say a huge loop, 就是一大环一大圈。An example sentence would be, the road went in a huge loop around the lake.
这条路绕了湖边一大圈。
The last word is clockwise. Clockwise is an adverb. It means in the direction in which the hands of a clock move.
就是顺时针方向的。
So you could say turn the knob clockwise, turn something clockwise, or in a clockwise direction.
就是按顺时钟方向转动这个纽扣。
So turn the knob clockwise. Also, I'm sure you'll hear counterclockwise. Counterclockwise means in the opposite direction to the movement of the hands of a clock.
就是逆时针方向的。
Okay, that's it for today. If you need a song to remind you of the ocean, maybe you can listen to Under the Sea. Okay, so here's the link. Enjoy the song, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye!